Vedanta Treatise, The Eternities, Preface. The Vedanta Treatise presents the ancient philosophy of Vedanta, a philosophy which enunciates the eternal principles of life and living. Living is an art, a skill, a technique. Few have understood it to be so in the span of human history. Nevertheless, you need to learn and practice the technique of living, as you would for playing a musical instrument or flying an aircraft. The world today is unaware of this process of learning. It is not taught in a school or university, nor in a moral or religious institution. Thus, people go through a mechanical way of living, merely following a routine of their predecessors. They lack this fundamental knowledge of living and become victims of stress and strain. People everywhere have lost the pleasure in action. They try to find peace and happiness by abstaining from action. Hence, everyone looks forward to weekend and vacation, even seeks premature retirement from work. This is a human weakness. Do not fall a prey to it. If you cannot find peace and happiness in action, you can never find it through abstaining. The world presents two distinct classes of people. One class is active, productive, and prosperous. The Western world seems to fit into this category. But by their own admission, they have lost their peace of mind. While the other class of people is relatively peaceful and happy, but without much action. Since they lack action, they are not productive, prosperous. Some of the Eastern countries face this problem. Thus, there is action without peace on one side and peace without action on the other. One wonders if it is possible to combine dynamic action with mental peace. Vedanta provides the answer. The few who have imbibed the knowledge of Vedanta, learnt and practiced the technique of living, live a dynamic life of action while enjoying perfect peace and happiness within. Above all, the treatise helps you to evolve to greater heights in your own spiritual path. It provides you with the knowledge and guidance to reach the ultimate in human perfection, the goal of self-realization. The book contains 21 chapters spread over 3 sections. The first section introduces the concept of Vedanta to help those unfamiliar with it. The second deals more with its practical application, how Vedanta can be ingrained in your lives. The final section covers the highest tenets of its philosophy, culminating in the transcendental experience. It ploughs through human ignorance and delusion to discover the pristine glory of one's supreme self.